Hello friends, my name is Professor Rahul Shah and I will be interacting with you all on a subject known as Principles of Management. Before I go ahead and explain you this subject or interact with you on this subject, I'll just give a brief introduction about myself. I have done few things in my academic career. I have been able to achieve so far few degrees such as BCom, MCom, MA Economics, MBA, PGDBA, PGDFM, and I am pursuing my PhD right now. And also I am a trainer by my profession. I teach in few colleges in different parts of the country. All said and done, let us now start with the subject known as Principles of Management. Now let me put up this question to you all guys. I have got Mr. Sushant who is listening to me. I have got Mr. Paresh who is listening to me. And I have also got Mr. Jayesh who is listening to me. Wow Jayesh, hats off to you all and it is nice meeting to you all in this sunny day. Tell me, Jayesh, Sushant and Paresh, what do you mean by word management? Great, superb what you answered. But in this subject, we will be seeing many different areas, many different views about what management is all about. In this subject, we will also learn that how management has got importance and relevance in today's scenario. You know guys, there are many companies which have been able to reach to the topmost position, it is because of sheer importance of management. If management is superb, the company goes top to the sky. If management is not superb, the company falls down like a pack of cards coming down. So in this whole journey, it is management which lifts the business to the next level. The subject is so interesting as it is named as Principles of Management. Can someone tell me or think what is the principle of management? Or rather, what are the rules of management? So in this part or in this subject, we will be seeing different principles, rules, you can say different tools which management uses to reach to different levels in the hierarchy of the market. Few examples of companies, in Indian companies if I have to name few of them, like companies like Reliances, Tata's, Birla's, we have got Piramals, Videocons, Infosys, TCS. These are few companies which have grown because of their management skills. These companies have been able to reach to the topmost position in the markets and have been able to craft their own niche in the market simply because of their management skills. So in this subject, we will be seeing all those tools and techniques which will help us to build up the platform in the market. Let us now go ahead and see different chapters which we will be learning in this part. Nature of management. As the chapter 1 suggests, this chapter is more going to be about what the management is, how it functions, what are different tools involved in it and etc. Let us now see in this chapter what is going to be the structure flow. In this chapter, we will be seeing elements like introduction to management, what do we mean by management and definition of management. We will also see a unique topic known as management as process, coordination and function, and we will be seeing 5 M's of business. And at the same time, we will see SMART goals. So these are few things in this chapter and many other more additional things we will be seeing in this chapter. Let us now go ahead and see different tools or different techniques as the flow of the structure has been designed. So first of all, we will see what management is and different people. You know guys, you all would have seen or heard about or learned about different great skills are involved in the management process. So in that whole story, when we talk about management, people had different mindset in different times. In this chapter, we will be seeing from traditional times what different grades have said across through the whole process wherein we reach the grades individual mindset and then following in different parts relevance with regards to management concepts. So first of all, in this story, we have got Peter Drucker. He is a renowned management guru. He has basically given his own emphasis on how management will function. So here we have got Mr. Peter Drucker. According to Peter Drucker, the emergence of management is an essential, which means very, very, very important. It is distinct, which means what? It is very unique and a leading social institution as one of the most important event in social history. So management, as far as concerned, Mr. Peter Drucker has mentioned that it is a very unique, important and a social institution which has got relevance since historical times. And this is the way how management has progressively grown with time. Management has got different perception and different mindset. So the first and the basic four most important concept in the world of management is that management act as an art. Now when we talk about management act as an art, what do we mean by art? Now I want this question to be answered by few of you guys. Let me put up this question to Mahesh. Yes Mahesh, tell me, what do we mean by management as an art or simple term art? Very good Mahesh. Tell me Pooja, what do you mean by art? Very good Pooja. Let me also put up this question to Sagar. Yes Sagar, tell me, what do you mean by art? Super. What you all have mentioned is absolutely correct. But let us hear what exactly management is an art or what art means. Art means creativity, which means what, doing something different. Now when we say that management is an art, it means it requires creativity in the world of management. Now here in this concept, management as an art means what? It is in the sense of possessing managing skill by an individual. See, we have got different skills. In an organization, work is done by person A as well as person B. Person A, when he works, the skills which he has got, the task given to person A and B is same. Person A's skill and person B's skill would be different. No individuals are same. So the art of that person A to do the task and art of person B to do the task is going to be different. That is why we say that management is a concept which is related to art. It requires a lot of creativity. There are many great individuals in the world. One very famous concept which has been coming through many ages or we all would have heard is known as JIT. JIT is an acronym which in full form we call as Just In Time. Now this is one of the creativity of management which brought this creativity of management from different genres of the business in the business world. There are different terms which has been brought in from military eras for encouraging business to take up in a formative way. One classic example in that is known as word strategy. Now word strategy has had existence in the military era. When we use this word management as strategy in the business era, that is where it was used as an artistic creative manner to use this word from military to business scenario. Lot of companies which has grown from bottom to the topmost position, it is because of the fact that management has got a creative mindset as well. We have seen businesses which have succeeded over a period of time. It is simply because of its artistic creativity and at the same time possessing different skills. We have got one of the greatest scientists, late Sri APJ Abdul Kalam. Now he had got his different skills. That is where he lifted the economy to different heights. We have got Mukesh Ambani of Reliance Industries. It is his skills which lifted the business from where late Sri Dhirubhai Ambani left the business in the market. So these are different skills or different individuals with his mindset, with lot of creativity aspect in the business, grows up and takes it to different levels. We have got businesses like Legit Papad, which is a very famous brand now, which is also because of their skills and art, they have been able to take the business to new heights. Like management is all about art, similarly we have got management is science too. Now before I go and explain management is science too, let me put up this question to again few of my students who are listening to me. Let me put up this question to Suresh. Yes Suresh, tell me, what do you mean by science? Management as science. What do you mean by word science or management as science? Yes Suresh. Very good Suresh. Let me put up this question to who is there over there? Okay, I've got Abhishek. Abhishek, tell me, what do you mean by management as science? Very good Abhishek. Now also we have got, okay Sanjay, you have put your hand up. Tell me Sanjay, what do you mean by management as science? Superb Sanjay, what you have mentioned. You all have mentioned some different variations of what do we mean by term science. Now let us see what management as science means in this context. Management as science means in this context is that management is all about systematic way of functioning. You cannot have unsystematic way of functioning in management, because management falls in step by steps. That is, first we need to plan, then implement and then evaluate. You cannot start first evaluation, then suddenly start planning and then suddenly start implementation. It has to fall step by step. It has to go one after the another. That is where we say that management is science too. Now when we see management as science too, we see in this context that it involves developing certain principles or laws applicable in a place where a group of activities are coordinated. So when we talk about group of activities which are coordinated, there is no stance. Management acts in a format of systematic way of functioning. It acts in a format which is going to have step by step functioning of the business. So that is why we say that management is science too. If companies named as Videocon in India, if companies named as Apple of US, if companies named as Tata's in India, or if companies named as PepsiCo Industries in the United States of America, if these companies have grown, if these companies have grown big time, it is because management is science. That is, they have followed a system of growth. Now similarly, if we talk about individuals who have grown with time, these individuals also have grown with time because of the fact that they have followed a particular system. If the systematic way, if the functioning is there, then only management can grow, or then only the business can grow in systematic manner. So here we understand in these two elements that what Peter and Drucker mentioned, then we moved on to the concept of management is an art, which means what? It is more about creativity, and management is science, which is more about systematic way of functioning. Government of India has been encouraging people to ensure that management as art as well as science can be supported for lifting not only their own businesses but also the economy to the next level in the market. Let us see the next part, wherein we have got Mr. Ralph C. Davis. So according to Ralph C. Davis, management is function of executive leadership everywhere, which means that management as a concept in the business is not function of any A, B or C. It is moreover the function of the executive leader in the business. Executive leader means what? Yes, Jayesh, tell me what do you mean by executive leader? Okay, Jayesh, you are in there. Now let me put this question to Sakshi. Sakshi, tell me what do you mean by executive leader? Very good, Sakshi. Executive leader means what? Someone who is in the topmost position in the organization. So that is where we have got the concept known as executive leadership. So management is function of executive leadership everywhere. Anything with regards to management, it is mostly by the topmost position in the organization who are sitting at the corporate level, where they will think about, plan about how management should carry on or how management should function. So that is the way how management as a function in executive leadership takes place. Now we move on to the next part, wherein we apply all those concepts in different way. So when we apply principles of management into action in our life as well as on our workplace every day, and correlate these principles in our personal life situation, it is going to be called as internalization, which means that the two things which we have seen so far, which were management as an art, management as a science. When we adopt management as art and management as science in our own life, in our own business arena, in our, say for example, own daily activities, this concept is known as internalization. How we will do it, what we will do it, when we will do it, this is the way how we will follow it. Now let me put up this question to few of them sitting over here. Now tell me, Rosario, when we talk about management as art, do you apply art to yourself? Are you creative in nature? Have you ever did something very creative for your own self? Super. Like, can you just cite an example? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Great, super. Now what Rosario has told me, that management as art he has used in his own genre of life regularly. He mentions me that, sir, when there was a situation in his own life when he had to travel from here in a particular part of India to another particular part of India, and he was facing a crisis where there was no bus available, there was no taxi available, there was no any mode of transportation available. During those times, and there was a lot of rains, during those times he applied management as an art. That is, he took a lot of creativity aspect, he applied a lot of things with regards to creativity, wherein he had basically done carpooling, where he pulled on people over together, and that is the way how he moved from point A to point B where he wanted to reach. So how did he was able to reach over there? It was simply because he applied at that time a creativity aspect, that is to collect few people who wanted to go to the same destination. This example would satisfy normal and general. Yes, it is very normal and general. But you applied your creativity instinct, your individual skills to collect those people together and take them to this particular place. That is why we call it as management as an art. Similarly, when we talk about management as science, has anyone applied management as science? Okay. Okay. Very good. Superb what you have mentioned, Nishi. Now, tell me just this particular part. Where you have applied management as science, what Nishi has mentioned to me is that she mentions me that when she wanted to score good scores in exam, so she had basically planned something that she will do this much amount of answers or this much amount of topic. Based upon that, she implemented a proper plan. And then when the results came out, she was able to find that this is the way how it should be done. So she had some frame, guidelines, rules and regulations. In the same way, we have got the same thing when you apply to business arena. Say for example, you apply to your own self, for example. Management as science, wherein it is more about systematic way of functioning. Now, for example, you want to travel out of town for some holiday. When you want to travel out of some town for holiday, you will have to apply management as science concept in your personal level scenario, wherein you will have to first be very systematic. First decide the place, then decide the dates availability for that place, then check about the availability of the rooms. Then after that, you will try to book the mode of transportation, be it by going via air, water, or roadways, whichever ways you have to plan, or drive down to that particular destination. Then see that the things are ready or not. So you have to follow a systematic step of procedure. That is where we call it as management as science. So management is an art and science. It is not just reluctant or related only to the business. This, if it is applied to your personal level, it becomes what? Internalization. It becomes what? A different way of adapting or different way of presenting the whole process of the business. So this is how management as an art and science basically takes place. Now, when we learn this subject and we put this subject into our system, convert the concept into experience, convert abstract into concrete by systematic approach, it will improve our thinking process. So when you apply all these things, all the principles, all the subjective matter in the subject into your own journey of life or into the business, how the company needs to function, this will not only improve our functioning, but it will also improve our thinking process. Like for example, in today's scenario, we have got many companies which have started up big time, which we call it as Startup India. Now in Startup India campaigning, we have seen that the organization which are growing now, it is simply because they have put all these things into their own subject. They have put all this system and converted their concept into experience. So experienced people has got their very important role in the business scenario. At the same time, we have got some youth which applies their own energy. So when energy matches experience, the output will be different. And this output which is being different designs a systematic approach which will not only improve the business output but also improve the thinking process. The mindset becomes changes. The experienced person brings his own mindset with the energy of the individual who is youth. When youth and experience combines, the thinking process or the output is going to give you a different product. So this is what the subject is all about. It is applying principles of management to your own level or to your own niche part of the business, trying to convert the concept into experience and making sure that the abstract is converted into concrete functioning, which helps us to systematically approach, which helps us to systematically grow the business and thereby improving the thinking process. Next, this is few questions which we at regular intervals should ask ourselves. Like, are we managing our life daily? Have we added values to ourselves? Have we been able to set up any goals for us to achieve? This thinking process will take us a long way. If you try to ask this question, how many of us sitting over here are actually managing our life daily? In fact, most of us sitting over here, it is reverse way out. It is not we are managing our life daily, it is things are managing us. We have a lot of things, we have a lot of priorities. So priorities are managing us, we are not managing the priorities. Based upon the priorities, we have to function. That is where priorities are managing us. Similarly, are we actually adding values to ourselves? Are we actually learning something new on day-to-day basis? We are not learning anything on day-to-day basis. We are just doing the things which we have been doing it regularly. If some of you who are doing something or adding value to yourself on daily basis, heads up to those group of people. Because we are doing something which is very different, which is very creative. Has many of us sitting over here set up any goal to achieve If that is, if you have designed or if you have set up a goal to achieve, then this thought process or this mindset will take you to a long way ahead in life. This is what management is all about. This is what the organization structure is all about. What it does is that we have to ask questions. We have to make sure that the organization grows only if individuals grow in the organization. So if individuals are growing, organization grows simultaneously. So this thought process which answers few questions like managing their life daily, or rather you can say adding value to yourself, or maybe if you have got any goals which you have set up, all these things will take you to the next level in the business market. So management does involve a set of processes that come into play whenever we want to achieve something. So management will come in picture when we have got something to achieve. If there is no achievement, there is no kind of task to reach, there is no kind of challenge to cross, then management is not there. Wherever you think about being competitive, wherever you think about being achieving something, achievement could be of any level of horizon in the world. Anything which you want to achieve, anything which you want to get into your own self, management involvement basically will increase. Because management involves a set of processes, it involves a set of steps. When this set of steps are achieved, then we can call it as that we want to achieve something. That is what our preset goal is. That is what our preset goal by thinking process and utilizing the inputs such as men, machine, materials, money, etc. in a coordinated fashion will take place. So something which we want to achieve, something which we want to earn over a period of time, management involves a set of processes. And whatever we want to achieve, whatever we want to earn over a period of time is our preset goal. These preset goals, by thinking process and utilizing the inputs like for example men, machine, material and money in a coordinated fashion will help us to achieve the task we want to achieve for a period of time. So in short, if you see, management has got these small steps which they have to achieve over a period of time. Now so from this part, when we go to the next zone, wherein we see that our life is full of activities through which we constantly try to achieve something. Like for example, to get admission to school for our children, or to get into a better job, or to find out our life partner. All these are constant activities which has to be done by the individuals while running the business process. These all activities, step by step, helps the individual or the organization to achieve what they have planned for. But for achieving all these things, it requires the most important contribution, be it in business or be it in individual life. That is, in business it will be management, and in individual it will be internalization of different tools available in management. Now, it also happens at times, that is when we are running through the organization structure, we move through different phases. These different phases may be achieving a target which is designed by the top management people in the organization. There are certain targets which needs to fall in place over a period of time. So for all these things, we require a full form, activated format that will help us to achieve the required target. So here the story is more about that how can we constantly try to achieve these things over a period of time. Also, while doing this, due to lack of systematic approach, many times we are in chaotic situations. So when we want to achieve these things, and if we don't have a proper systematic approach, if we don't have a proper mechanism to achieve those things, we sometimes fall in a chaotic situation, which means what? We get confused. We are in a situation where we don't know what we want to achieve. We are in a situation where we are in a very inappropriate mindset. We do not know exactly where we want to reach. We do not know what are the steps involved. So all these things is going to create a lot of confusion. It will create a lot of hierarchical problems, and it will not help us to grow in a systematic manner. So these are few elements which needs to be kept in mind while we talk about management as far as the internalization approach over a period of time. So whatever we have seen so far, I hope you are getting through this concept. Let us quickly go back and see what we have seen so far over a period of time. So up till now, what we have seen is, these are few things which we have seen over a period of time. So we started our journey with understanding the flow, then we went into Peter Drucker, his evolution, his mindset about what management is all about. Then we saw two very, very, very important concepts in management. That is, management is an art and management is science. Management is an art focused on individual skills. It focuses on how can we manage our skills to achieve the requirement in the business. Whereas when you talk about management as science, it was more related to the principles and laws applicable in place where a group of activities were coordinated. So it was more about rules, regulations and principles and laws. Then we saw that what Ralph C. Davis mentioned, he mentioned that management is the most crucial, most important function in executive leadership, because he said that it is the topmost position's task. Then we saw, if these principles, so far we have not seen any big principles as such, but so far what we have seen is, if we talk about principles of management and we put all these principles of management in our day-to-day life, we saw so far two principles of management. First was management as an art and management as science. If we take this management of principles of management like art and science in our own day-to-day life or in our workplace, then our personal life situation would change, and this change would bring these principles in our life, which would be called as a concept known as internalization. That is, applying things not only for organization, but applying these things instead of organization to our at personal level or personal zone. Then we saw that if we put this subject into system, in systematic way, our thinking will improve. We also ask few questions to ourselves for identifying, are we going through a proper thought process? Then we implemented management process in a systematic way to achieve something in our life. When we thought about with these principles, like preset goal, thinking process, and utilizing these inputs in a coordinated fashion, then management is going to grow in a step-by-step manner. Then we saw that there are many activities which every human being passes across through. Like, for example, getting admission, better job, life partner, achieving this much amount of money, or maybe reaching for a cause, trying to support the family, etc., etc. things. For all these purposes, while we doing many things at the same given moment of time, the biggest challenge we face is that things does not fall in place. Why this it does not fall in place? Because of lack of systematic approach. If there is no systematic approach, if we don't organize things as per the requirement, many times we are in chaotic situation. So all these things eventually basically fall down to a particular problem, and this is what makes very, very important for us to understand the management philosophies or management tools and techniques available for businesses to grow with period of time. So in this part now, we will be seeing that why it is important, or why it is advantageous, or why it is meritorious for learning principles of management. So when we learn principles of management, when I use this word principles of management at this junction of time, remember why it is important for us to learn by management as an art or management as a science, or the principles which has been designed by the management professionals. Why is it important for us to learn? There are a lot of reasons why we need to learn principles of management. The first and the foremost reason for us to learn principles of management is because we will have our life which will get into focus and proper direction. So when we learn principles of management, our life will become focused where we want to reach. What is the path available where we want to reach? There are many examples for this kind of advantage. One example I would like to cite with you all and give you an understanding is that if you meet today's youth which are in the schools or colleges, if you ask them where they want to reach, at times they will have a very predefined understandings. At times you will find they have no idea where they want to go. These people who have got predefined goal is because they have got the concepts basically clear. They have internalized the principles of management. And those sets of people who aren't able to give you the output or information, it is because they don't have any direction where they want to go. So when we learn principles of management, we are actually getting a chance to get focused and directed. Like when we apply management as an art and science, we get focused where we want to reach. We get creativity at the best, that what we want to apply and what we want to achieve. That is where principles of management is very, very, very important. when we, another advantage of principles of management is we know better how to plan and organize our life. So when we know principles of management, eventually we will be able to plan ourselves better and organize our life in a proper manner. You know guys, we have a lot of great people in this world. Few of them have been exemplary functional in their own way. Few of them have been a wonderful manager in their own way, because they knew how to utilize, or how to optimally utilize, to be more precise, the time which is available to each one of us. You know guys, 24 hours are available to you, the same 24 hours are available to me. The same 24 hours would be available to one of the richest person in this world, Bill Gates, or the same 24 hours will be available to Warren Buffett, and the same 24 hours available to a businessman. In these 24 hours, we all people have got different ways to function. But the greats are able to achieve more greater things because of the fact that they have been able to know how to plan and organize their life. They have been able to design themselves in a proper and systematic manner because of the fact that they have got the principles of management probably properly designed and organized. Similarly, when we learn more about the principles of management, we get clarity of thinking and action. So we get proper clarity what we want to achieve, and we get proper action that how we need to achieve. So the learning advantage of principles of management is that it is clarity. We have got clear mindset and thought process on what we want to act, because we will have a goal, we will internalize those things and identify where we want to reach. It is not only we as an individual, but at the same time companies also get clarity in thinking where the company needs to go ahead in time ahead and how they need to act. You know, few years ago the era was more about animations industry. Then came the era where the things started moving from animation and gaming industry to the next level of horizon, that was internet marketing. From internet marketing we moved up to digital marketing, and from digital marketing now we have moved up to something known as some concepts like Startup India and etc. etc. things. The principles of management has been able to portray, has been able to give us an idea about clarity of thinking and acting accordingly. Our stresses get reduced tremendously. This is another advantage of learning principles of management. Because of having proper management profession or having proper management skills, to be more precise, our stresses will get reduced tremendously. We would know where we want to reach, we would know how we want to reach over there, or we will know how much time span we have got to reach it. Because it is, everything is properly organized in a systematic manner. That is where we use management as science, one of the most important principle of management.